Melbourne. I've got Mark and Pauline with me in my studio in Sydney. So good morning to you both. Pauline, good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
Ladies before gentlemen. He'll be flattered that he's called a gentleman, but never mind. Pauline, just before we go into the other business, this regional Australia apprenticeship program, you've been arguing about this for years.
For 20 years, I've actually been pushing for this apprenticeship scheme. And I spoke to the Prime Minister on the very first day I was back in, that was Malcolm Turnbull, after I was elected, about this apprenticeship scheme. And I've spoken endlessly to Matisse Cormann, about Carly Cashel, the ministers, about it. And I'm really pleased that now they've taken it up. And under this apprenticeship scheme, I've advocated that it should be, there's going to be 1,600, approximately 1,620. It should start from rural and regional areas first and foremost, be taken up for by the kids in these areas, or there's no age limit on it, and you've got older Australians that want to take up an apprenticeship. But it means that the government will pay the businesses 75% of the first year's wage, 50% of the second, 25% of the third. So that means it's a pilot scheme. Hopefully, my talking to businesses, they said under the scheme we'll definitely take on an apprentice. If not, we'll take on a two. And if it's taken up, I hope the government extends it.
Right. Now, I mean, the great strength that you bring here is you don't apologise for it. You were an ordinary mother who tried to make a quid with your own business, and you saw people, not with university degrees, but with people who were being able to practically use what talents they had. There are kids out there, Mark and I have talked about this over and over again, who are most probably studying for courses at university for which there are no jobs, when in fact there are very rewarding vocations out there in the world of the trades.
Alan, you are so right. And I'm sick and tired of seeing the government, and both Liberal and Labor, open up the floodgates for skilled migrants coming into this country when we should be training our own youth to take on these trades. So, you know, I'm pleased to see it, and I'm encouraging those businesses in rural and regional areas to look at taking on an apprentice, and hopefully if the scheme works well. Look, my attitude is, why pay these people welfare or New Start payments when that could go straight into the pockets of the employer to help them pay for their wages.
Absolutely. See, Mark, Mark, you've talked about this before we come to these other matters. In 2012, I saw some figures last night that more than 350,000 people took up apprenticeships in 2012. In 2016, it was 175,000. What's going on?
Well, Alan, the investments in education are lopsided. We're over-investing in universities, open-ended degrees, and Labor wants to go back to that, so that you're getting more and more unemployed lawyers and professional people coming out of the university system, and at the same time we're under-investing in TAFE and skills and filling that gap by bringing in hundreds of thousands of temporary workers from overseas, big Australia immigration. So this is a first-rate disaster for the country. And you've only got to walk down any main street of a suburb or town, and you'll hear business people saying, look, I can't get young people to take up an apprenticeship here in my restaurant, in my business, the traineeship. Yep. Where are the skills? Where are the young people coming through? So congratulations to Pauline for getting this scheme up. There needs to be more, and we need to address the fundamental imbalance where too much money is going into the university sector with unemployed graduates and not enough money and resources going into TAFE in particular, which here in my home state of New South Wales has become a real disaster.
All right, now, you're putting your toe back in the water for a new life in representative politics.
That's right. I'm running for the New South Wales Legislative Council. I'm very happy to accept Pauline's invitation to be the New South Wales State One Nation leader and head up the Legislative Council ticket. And I'm doing that for the reason that One Nation has the policies, and New South Wales certainly needs a third choice. Labor and Liberal are on the nose. So when you talk about issues like immigration, congestion and overdevelopment in Sydney, failings in the education system like the one we've just mentioned, political correctness, divisive identity politics, electricity prices have gone through the roof. These are all big issues that are banking up in New South Wales. They haven't been addressed by the major parties, and I want to provide people with a choice, a third choice, to say you can vote One Nation and have practical common sense solutions to these big issues in our state.
Well, see, people listen to you every Wednesday morning on this program, and Pauline, Mark is here, and the great thing is this is a fight for ideas here, and the great thing I think about Mark Latham is he prosecutes ideas. You see, you get this former Tasmanian Labor Premier, Mark, David Bartlett, calling you a sick, sad and sorry loser.
I have to laugh at that. I really do. I'm so proud to have Mark on board, and it's going to be so beneficial to the people of New South Wales to have him as state leader here. And with myself being in the federal arena and Mark in the state leading the team, and Mark will be heading the ticket in New South Wales, that means that these major political parties here won't have it their own way. We'll actually make them work for the people of this state. We need policies that are driven with ideas that are driven by good policies, and to get the state moving, and that's what people are wanting. So I intend to take it up to them in the federal. Mark will take it up to them in the state, and let's get this country moving.
Yeah, well, Alan, can I just say, I'm not running in this to trade insults with some bloke from Tasmania, because the stakes are too high. I mean, you look at these issues banking up, we talk about them every Wednesday, but the other important thing, this is a fight for our civilizational values, for free
good
speech, for merit
good
selection, resilience, love of country, all of them under siege from the left. And a lot of it is happening in state politics as much as federal. So it's a big fight, as we say every week. And, you know, I'm in a position and a stage in life where I just can't stand on the sideline talking about it. I want to get stuck in and play a role as a legislator, as a parliamentarian, to bring more exposure to the need for the fight and to actually win on the side of civilizational values.
And, of course, there's a lot of jealousy, Mark. Make no mistake, the criticism that you confront is more often than not based on jealousy. When you're moving around, because people now know you from this program and from the other work that you've done through the media and through social media, what is the reaction that you're getting and what are people saying to you?
Well, a lot of encouragement. People say, Mark, what's happened to our country? Why are we headed in the wrong direction? How come there's so much PC madness in the air every day? People initially, I think a few years ago, thought it was a bit of a novelty, almost amusing, but now they can see this is a real attempt to march through our institutions, to control our language, our feelings, our behaviour, to fundamentally change the nature of Australia, to abandon merit selection, for example, and replace it with divisive employment quotas, to actually discriminate against Christians, against white people, against men and boys. And probably the most horrifying feedback I get from people on the street, Alan, is parents saying to me, what's going on where my son can work hard at school and university and get good results and then go into the workforce and be actively discriminated against with employment quotas that don't treat him on his individual merit? Now, that's not the Australian way. We've always lived by the ethos of a fair go, and a fair go must mean merit selection and treatment of every individual on their merit instead of discrimination in new formats.
Absolutely. Pauline, just a final one from you. Your great asset, the feedback I get, is they just love the fact that Pauline Hanson, A, seems to be everywhere and you've got endless energy, but B, you listen. Now, at the moment, as you're moving around and you're listening, what are they saying to you?
All right, the problems out there is about electricity prices. Businesses will be shutting down. We're headed for disastrous problems if we don't actually rein in the electricity prices. Immigration, congestion is another one that's happening. Foreign ownership of our land, that's another big thing for people. You've got all the other issues, family law, the banking sector, but I'm pleased that I've got the family law review up. That was because of me, and it was because of One Nation for the Royal Commission into the banking sector after our Senate inquiry into the banking sector. So there's a lot of things that I've been achieving behind the scenes that people have no idea that what we've been able to achieve. But people are concerned about their future generations, whether they're going to have jobs or not. That's why the apprenticeship scheme. People want assurances and you know, they don't want much in life. Just give us, you know, a decent standard of living.
Absolutely. Well, you've got a bloke here with you now.
Yes.
You've got plenty of ideas. And so congratulations to both of you. Mark, I think it's fantastic that you're taking those ideas back into an area where they can affect legislative change. And it's long overdue. Good on you. Well, and I congratulate you and good luck to you.
Thanks, Alan. And I look forward to the campaign ahead and talking more about the substance of our policies. We'll be running a policy-based campaign to just show we can do a lot better in New South Wales than the old major parties.
Good on you. Good on you. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks, Alan.
Okay. Pleasure. Thanks,
Talk
Alan.
To you next week. Thank you, Mark. Talk to you next week. There he is, Mark Latham. He'll head the New South Wales Legislative Council ticket, not a Senate ticket, the Legislative Council ticket for One Nation in New South Wales. 9 to 7, 9 to 7.